Arizona homeowners, you're tuned in to an Arizona Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the House, where we show up every Saturday morning to take your calls about any project you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. We've been building and remodeling here and in and around and about the state of Arizona since about 1972. So chances are we've worked in your neighborhood, we've built in your neighborhood, and we know Arizona, we know Arizona Construction. Give us a ring. We'd love to help you for free. Can't beat that, right?
Can't beat that.
Hey,
Yoy.
What?
Yoy.
Yoy?
Y-O-Y is how the person writes their name.
Oh.
Yoy.
Oh, okay.
Said he got a huge inspiration this morning when we were talking about gopher exterminators that you hook up to the exhaust of your car. He's gone online and found them on Amazon. It's a Manning UE-12 underground exterminator, and he's already got one on his way and says, I can't wait. This may finally be the answer I've been looking for. It's a rubber gasket that you secure around the exhaust pipe of your car, and the other side has a hose. You hook it up to the hose. Now, I'm not...
I'd like to talk to a car mechanic before I did. Constricting the exhaust pipe is not good for the engine, I don't think.
That'd be a good point. Maybe that's something we can call Mark on.
It's not good for the gophers either, but I don't know what you did.
Maybe a lawnmower. Hook it up to a lawnmower.
Maybe
but,
so.
I think I'd use a different hose, too. I don't think I'd ever use that hose again for watering. I don't know why, but that heat and that exhaust and the fumes, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't use that hose. I'd buy a new hose just for that job.
So a listener got inspired and got on Amazon.
They're going to town.
Ordered that baby, huh? Okay, that's why we're here for. Solve all y'all's problems right here at Rosie on the House. You know, I'd like to take a minute and just note an occurrence that happened in South Phoenix yesterday, and it was a home that was burned down from an electric water heater. And I'd like to use this opportunity just to talk a little bit about the fact that the water heater is probably one of the most ignored, dangerous appliances you have in your house. In fact, if you'll remember, you may have seen a news report back in 2009 where someone in Phoenix had modified their pressure relief valve that night, went to bed, and the next morning the water heater actually turned into a rocket. An explosion blew the house off of its foundation 3 to 6 inches. The water heater shot through the roof of the house, went as high as 30 feet in the air, flew a block, and landed at a school bus pickup zone. Fortunately, the bus had just picked the kids up and had pulled away when this water heater landed right there. So if you're familiar with Discover TV channel, you may know a show called Mythbusters. Hmm. They've actually demonstrated how you can turn a water heater into a rocket. So they're not anything to be toyed with. The next time you have a plumber at your house, have them take a couple minutes and go do a safety check on it. Make sure the pressure relief valve operates. Make sure it is plumbed in rigid pipe to the outside of the house. Make sure you don't have anything in, about, or around that water heater that can be combustible. Make sure the safety cover plates are in place securely so that nothing can, in an electric water heater, fall against those two electric conductors that are on the head of the thermostat and the heating elements. All you need to do is arc across there and you've got a problem. Make sure all the wires are nice and tight and we're not creating an arc with a loose wire. Those are all, it is the most ignored, dangerous appliance we have in the house. As long as it's doing its job, everybody just forgets it's there. But you really do need, you know, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will do a $69 safety check on any water heater. Give them a call. If you haven't had a plumber look at your water heater in a while, have them take a look at it. If it's gas, especially, don't keep any flammable products in the closet with your water heater. I just can't believe how many times I've walked in the houses and you open the closet in the garage and there's the water heater and there's the air handling unit and they've got 20-year-old paint with cans that are half open, paint remover, the lawnmower gasoline sitting in there. I mean, it's all stuff you're sucking into the house. It's all stuff you're waiting to explode the next time the water heater ignites. It's crazy.
And very rightfully so. You don't see gas water heaters in the same room as your washer and dryer. But you do see that in a lot in electric.
Absolutely.
You were talking about those hot conductors. Make sure we have all the lint from the dryer cleaned up.
I mean, number one source of house fires.
That lint.
Dryer lint.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, listen, we've got some calls. I'm going to ask y'all to be patient. We're going to take you in the top of the next hour, the 10 o'clock hour, hour three of Rosie on the House. And we've got some special guests here in the studio. Are you still confused as I am about solar? Should I go solar? Should I not go solar? What's this new surcharge that the utility company's charging? Does that make it non-feasible? I've got the experts here from Harmon Solar, and they're going to be here. If you've got any questions about whether or not solar's right for you or you're confused about it, you've got to tune in this next hour right here at Rosie on the House.
Or if you've received a proposal from somebody and you want to run it past second, get your proposal out. Call in 1-888-767-4348.
Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.